Oh man, we are back. We are back and better than ever. This is the Council Connection. I am your host, Fabian Vix, and on this fresh episode of the podcast, we are back from ASCA, and we're going to talk about some things we saw and learned while we was in ASCA. We'll talk about my presentation with Diana Virgil on strengthening the counselor-principal relationship. Talk about a surprise that I saw. Well, I was there in a non-surprise. Also going to talk about my housekeeping items and, of course, my final thought about ASCA going forward. Of course, this is the part of the show I say, let's go.
Like it's common sense. Got a monkey on my feet like it's common sense. Got gorillas in the streets like it's common sense. Stack the money heads up like it's second nature. Got a stay pulled up like it's second nature. Keep a chip in my hair like it's second nature. Big wound that make me step like second nature.
So we are back from Austin, and what I've heard a lot of people say, Austin does not owe them anything, and they did not owe me anything. I enjoy Austin. Quick takeaways about Austin. One, the weather, of course, it was hot. It was about 107 degrees on average for the 4 days we were there. Believe it or not, it was cooler than Las Vegas last year. Las Vegas was 117 every day we was there. It was a heat that you did not recover from, because once you go outside and take 3 steps, that's it, that's a wrap. Your battery will go down from 100% to 10% once you take 3 steps outside and you go right back inside. Any plans that you might have had to go and walk around Vegas, that was a wrap. Austin wasn't that bad, but it was bad enough to where if you're doing some sightseeing, you have to wait till almost 7-8 o'clock at night to do anything. But during the day, it wasn't that bad. It was a dry heat. Me and my wife arguing about that as far as being a dry heat. But as far as Austin, it was a very good trip. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Second takeaway from Austin was it was about diversity than what I thought it would be honest with you, in Texas. Downtown is a hustling and bustling area with a lot of construction, some high-rise condominiums, some other buildings they were putting in place. Various places to eat at is another thing. The hotel we stayed at, the Hyatt place. Very nice hotel, very friendly staff. One of the better hotels we stayed at for ASCA. My hotel is like a 2-minute walk to the conference center. So when I walked to conference and walked back, I did not really stay in the heat that long. But when I'm walking there, it's a straight shot. Go outside the hotel, make a right, 2 blocks down, you 92 blocks, 1 block, you're there at the conference center. A multitude of places to eat at. If you had Vince Young Steakhouse, Fogo de Show, you had a Thai place, you had a sushi place, you had another steakhouse around the corner, and you had a seafood restaurant, which was very good. Me and my wife went there on Monday night. There's a crepe place on the same block that's across the street from the sushi place from my hotel. There's some various other restaurants. There's Augustus Fried Chicken as well. And if you go up, we was on 5th Street, I believe, if I remember correctly. No, we was on 3rd Street, excuse me. And you go up to 7th Street, go up 4 blocks. You see a lot of different bars. It's a college town, of course. You have University of Texas at Austin there. You have Voodoo Donuts, which has been featured on Food Network, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and some other locations. There's a taco place. I forgot the name of it. I think it was, I'll look it up and let you know if I remember what it is. But it was a very diverse they're very diverse town, and it did have elements of LA there, especially with their own type of skid row type thing, where you walk in the blocks, there's some homeless people sleeping in doorways and some walking around, but it wasn't, they were not you know, a hindrance into you traveling. Velvet Taco is the name of the place that my wife went to. Like, it's very good. I had ate before when the Black Council went to the historic Victory Grill. I had a good time there. If you're a Black Council, but you're friends with Alicia Oglesby, go look at her page, or go look at the Professor School Council of Color. You'll see some of the pictures on there. It was very good. Very good trip. I enjoyed it. It was more enjoyable than Las Vegas last year, to me personally. If I had to rank them, LA will be 1, Boston 2, Austin 3. The only reason why Austin is 3rd because of the heat. And 4th will be Las Vegas. Of course, next year being Atlanta, which will not be rated because I'm from Atlanta. And I'm pretty familiar with a lot of places in Atlanta, and I'll talk about that in my parting shot as far as that. As far as the actual visit to Austin was pretty cool, and I enjoyed it. I'll be right back with my thoughts about the conference and some things I saw or didn't see right after this. So the reason this course, besides getting professionally developed at a conference, a primary reason why I was there is me and Diana Virgil were actually selected to present at ASCA. This is her 4th and 5th time presenting. I believe this is my first time presenting, and we had a collaborative project strengthening the counselor-principal relationship, coming from the aspect of the collaborator versus challenger. And we presented the same thing at GSCA as well as with Austin Peay State University in Tennessee. One of the ASCA board members, Dr. Ava Gibson, graciously had us present to her students and staff and whatnot. On that topic, back in February during National School Counselor Weekend, it was pretty cool and pretty dope to be presenting with them at conference and at for their school. And I was, ain't gonna lie to you, I was nervous. I couldn't sleep the night before that Friday night because I was nervous. It was my first time presenting, and I was nervous. I woke up at 3:18 that Saturday morning and did not go back to sleep till late, like about maybe 1 o'clock that morning, possibly, but it was very nerve-wracking, to say the least, because it was the first day of conference and they putting you out there in the fire. Presentation was at 2:30, about 2 hours after the general session ended. And I have to say, I was shocked to see how many people was in our session for me, because while, of course, me and Diana are ambassador for SCUDA, we were helping at the SCUDA booth. She created a flyer as a handout to give everybody with the resources on there. Flyer has the collaborator versus challenger, and we made 100 copies. and we said if we give out all 100 copies, we know we have more than 100 people in the room. So once we gave out the 100 copies, it was some folks standing in the back, some folks might have been seated on the side. So if I had to guess how many people was in our session, I would guess about 150. And I was shocked on that. There was, I would say about, out of 150 people in there, I would say about 10 to 13% were administrators in that session. And that really hit home for me, because I was shocked to see that there were so many administrators in our little session. And I was taken aback, because we have to make sure that our relationship as counselors and relationship as counselors with our administrators is of one accord. You have to be able to collaborate. Sometimes you're going to have to challenge. You have to have a little bit of a challenger and a collaborator mentality to make sure you advocate for all students and all stakeholders. So just seeing that many administrators and their counselor educators as well, they can take this back to their students to make sure that when they get into their profession, when they graduate, that these are some things that they need to use to cultivate that relationship. And that was the most awesome thing for me to see, as far as to see that many administrators. I'll be honest with you, I wasn't expecting that many, and they were there. And to put a tag onto this, well, I guess this is an issue that has been broached as well, because there were 4 presentations that delved into the same topic, because one was on each day, Diana, myself were on Saturday, superintendent and a director of student services were on Sunday, and then 2 more sessions on Monday and Tuesday. That was the telling topic, but ours was first. And when you look at it, it's a needed topic, especially now with COVID. You look at the Great Resignation right now. A lot of people leaving the field for various reasons, possibly early retirement, the politics of education, the relationship with administrators. And we're just happy and glad that we gave an opportunity to voice our experiences as counselors to delve into that dynamic of the counselor-principal relationship, that sometimes you have to know when to be a challenger and when you have to be a collaborator. And for myself, going through that session and looking at the different dynamics in that room and the demographics in that room, I have a goal in mind for next year to be more of a challenger. I'm always going to be a collaborator. I'm always going to toe the line. But there's some things I need to do next year as far as my personality to be a more of a challenger, to make sure that, one, our counselor program is shown as value, not just a department that does schedules, or a department that, you know, you make a have a do lunch duty for 1 to 3 hours or whatever. We're more of an asset than just somebody, a placeholder, just so that some other people don't have to do it. And I know this episode might hit some folks the wrong way, but I'm just speaking real talk. I'm just keeping it 100. That's how I've always been. And going forward, we need to make sure that our relationship is streamlined with the school improvement plan and the comprehensive program, so that way all students can be successful. So that makes sure we have competent counselors, a competent department, for everybody to be successful, that all gaps can be closed, so that we won't have folks leaving districts, so that we won't have about 20 positions open every year. My previous district had, I'm still counting, they had 14 positions, a running total of 14 positions that opened up. And that's troubling. I know for a fact 2 of them were for retirement. So that tells you something right there, where they have rolling positions open. Might be because a couple more grant positions, excuse me. But the rest of them are because people want to move on. Is it because of the district, the politics? Is it because of administration? Is it because of they want to get close to home? We don't know. But that's a telling sign when you have that many positions in a position that's already saturated, especially if you look at councilmen. If you look at the greater metro Atlanta area, if you place yourself on a map in Georgia, you point to Atlanta, and you go 30 miles each direction, those areas are saturated with people that have counseling degrees that are not counselors, or people that are already counselors. It's already a hard market to get into as a counselor. So that's an episode I'm going to do later on, as far as how to get your first counseling job. And that's something I'm going to discuss. Might be being able to do that podcast next week, but that's neither here nor there. We're talking about the Ask a Trip. But I just want to make sure that we see this dynamic, that we have to make sure that our relationships are in line with our principal and our assistant principal with the district, with the school improvement plan, so that way we can help close gaps and have all students be successful. Now I'll be right back with my party shots right after this. This is the part of the show where I do my housekeeping items. Of course, you can follow me on the Twitter at FaveThePSC. You can follow my webpage, FaveTheCounselor.Weebly.com. You can follow this podcast, this lovely podcast, on Anchor, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast Podcast, Google Podcast, and of course, Apple Podcast. Also on Facebook, The Counselor Connection with Fabian Bits. As we close out season 3 of the podcast, I want to thank all of those that have been listening. You have helped this podcast become a top 5 rated school counseling podcast through FeedSpot. I want to thank all of those that have been listening to this podcast. And we can't wait for another year of The Counselor Connection where we're going to get bigger and better. Of course, this part where we talk about some future episodes, things that are upcoming. John Burnett, I met him at Asker. We're going to be popping on his podcast, Terrell Key. You remember him out? He was on my podcast in season 2. I will be on his podcast, his blog, video blog, on August the 2nd. That's a tentative date right now. Steve Sharp and Caroline Perry, we're going to be geeking out on some shows, hopefully. I'm in the near future working on everybody's schedule. We'll see how that works out. We're doing a follow-up podcast on the counselors who has ended their first year this past year. We're going to talk with them, see how their first year went and what they're looking forward to in year 2. We're going to have a special podcast where I'm going to be interviewed by my wife about my role as a school counselor. So the table has turned on me about my podcast. So that's going to be interesting what questions she's going to be asking me about me in school counseling. We're going to see what she's going to ask. But a lot of things this year has been different, and for the good and for better and stuff like that. We're going to just talk about different things going forward, different outlook on a lot of stuff. Of course, you know, my parting shot, will be on final thoughts on Asker and some different things that I saw and didn't see. And I'll be right back with that in a moment. Fave's final thought. So we closed our Asker and start getting our mindset for the beginning of the new year. We are refreshed and ready to start a new year into Asker next year, which will be in on time. Peace up. A time down. In Atlanta, it's going to be at the World Congress Center. The host hotel, if I had to guess, would probably be the Omni Hotel, because it's literally like 0.2 miles from the Congress Center. But I could be wrong, but I'm just guessing. But I know it's going to be at the World Congress Center. I talked to a representative of ASCA on Tuesday. Hotels, that, of course, that needs to be worked out with the deals and the blocks and all that stuff for the hotel. But things I saw and didn't see, or didn't see coming, I'm glad I got to meet up with some counselors and may have some great relationship with, of course, John and Steve. I need to see Brian. Glad to see them. Of course, Kimberly Brown. Didn't see Terrell Key, but me and him text throughout the conference. Me, him, and Kim were separate instances where me and Kim we're working on something going forward. I'll give you more details about that. Hopefully, there'll be some more details to tell about it around November the 10th. It's great to see full swing 4,000 counselors and over 1,000 were doing it virtually. So it looks like we're acting as if we're back to normal. I just hope next year it's going to be in Georgia. And 2 things need to happen. There are approximately 3,500 counselors in Georgia. I could be off on my count a little bit. I think it's about maybe 3,800. There should be no excuse why any counselor from Georgia is not at ASCA this year. That's something I want to see. I want to see every county represented, every charter school, private school, even virtual school, create funds for their council to go to conference. Especially the Atlanta area attendees, there should be no excuse because you live in the area, you live right there. I want like Grady County and Chatham County and Muskogee County and Lowndes County and Spalding County. Those counties represent. And for the councils that are listening to the podcast, make it happen. Advocate for yourself saying this is in Georgia. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity. This is probably the one time they're going to have it in Atlanta. And we should make it available for all of us to go. Richard, Dr. Woods, State Superintendent for Georgia, I implore you to find a way to raise about or create funds for these councils to go. And if I had to do a quick math, on it, we'll say 3,800 counselors times, we'll say registration, early bird registration is $299. We'll say, if you could come up with a $1.4 million for early bird registration for every counselor in the state of Georgia that wants to go to conference, go. ASCA might hit about 9,000 people attending conference. I'm just saying, State Superintendent Woods, if you listen to the podcast, which I know you're probably not, or anybody that works with the DOE, put a bug in his ear and say, hey, this would be a great opportunity for our counselors to represent our state. But it's neither here nor there. Saw on a couple of Henry County Council, saw some of my friends from Bibb County there. Some people I probably met, I miss Brian Coleman. Missed a couple other people there that I was expecting to see, but I didn't see. And saw them on my flight on the way home. So everybody was busy. ASCA's going to be in Atlanta next year, as I stated. When we look at the demographics of counselors, all the male counselors, if you're listening right now, don't go to ASCA and ASCA for forgiveness. And I'll give you three names to look out for: Blue Flame, Strokers, Magic City. Just, you know what I'm talking about. Lemon Pepper Lou. Just remember that a couple years ago for the NBA bubble. Lemon Pepper Lou. Atlanta's going to be great. It's a lot of different places to go to. I'm from Atlanta. So I'm not going to rate it because I've been there. I live there. So I'm a graduate of Tri-City High School. So this is not going to be on my rating scale because I've been to Atlanta, been to a lot of places. So it's not going to be be nothing to rate. But before we close out the podcast, I want to give you a little nugget, a couple nuggets from the podcast. I go back to Monday night, me and my wife was downstairs in the hotel lobby, and counselor from Marcus, Millie Ellington Engler, said this: what an amazing conference for counselors in Austin, Texas. I was able to join up and consult with one of our presenters, Fabian Vicks, who presented on strengthening the relationship between principals and counselors. So impactful. I know his district back in Georgia. I was so proud of him. His commitment and dedication to his craft, his students, and staff is lucky to have him. Definitely gave me lots of tools for my tool belt. There's nothing wrong with being taken aback by people give you kudos and, you know, peers just saying they're proud of you and they appreciate the tools they gave you. And there's some people that came up to me, Diana, and said, we enjoyed the presentation and he was funny. And with me, like I told a lot of folks, I'm gonna be myself. And if this is my last time presenting at ASCA, I'm gonna be myself. And I wanted to make sure that I was real, I was honest, I was coming from a place of truth and honesty and experience, and I make it fun. And sometimes during presentations, we want to get into a learning mode, like as far as straight talk. And sometimes we need straight talk, and we need to have a real talk. Like I said, our presentation, we had administrators in there. And I was telling them some tough conversations and some experiences I've had with administrators. And if you and your counselor or counseling department cannot mind, and if you cannot trust them or they cannot trust you, more than likely it's going to be harder to move a principal than as a counselor. It actually go either way, but a district's not going to move a principal. They'll move a counselor out in and out. But if you don't have trust with your principal in your relationship as a counselor, you need to find another location to work at, because it's not going to work. No matter how hard you try, if they don't trust you, they're not going to trust you with their school. They're going to put you on the menu instead of seeing you at the table. One other thing before we go. So when we did our presentation Saturday, I subscribed to a digital article, K-12 Dive, educational article. And they, on Tuesday, they published an article about 5 takeaways from strengthening the counselor-principal relationship. And I was reading the article, I was thinking like, oh, that's our presentation. But they had a screenshot of the presenters from Sunday. So I was starting to read the article. I saw myself and Diana being named in it and be quoted several times throughout the article. And I was like, wow. I was quoted in a national article at a national school counselor conference. No matter how I felt at the end of this year, my mom dying or my stepmother-in-law dying or being moved to a different grade level this year or doing 180 hours in lunch duty through the whole year, or even passing the gates and finishing my tier 1 ed leadership certification, that right there gives me satisfaction and validation. That's the word I wanted to use with Millie's quote. Validation. There's nothing wrong with being validated by your peers. There's nothing wrong with being validated by an outside entity that you had nothing to do with to be there and quote you in an article. And they had 4 sessions they could have chose from. They chose from Diana, myself, and the district student support supervisor and the superintendent from Pittsburgh. They quoted us in their article. They took time out to write about our article, write about our presentation, and publish it. And they quoted my name, Diana's name, Diana's school and her district, and my school and my district, and gave them a shout out pretty much without having to give those schools a shout out. If that's not competent counseling, I don't know what is. If that's not a robust counseling department where collaboration, which is part of our job to collaborate with other people in our district or outside of our district to make things work, I don't know what is. If that's not a quality comprehensive quality counseling, a quality counselor work, I don't know what's quality. I don't know what it is. Somebody have to tell me what it is. But I can't wait to see y'all again and next year in the ATL, the World Congress Center, or the various hotels, or whatever restaurants you might be going to, or riding the MARTA to get to where you're going. We'll see. But I want to thank you for listening to my podcast, and I'm out. Out the
the Benz like it's common sense. Got a monkey on my feet like it's common sense. Got gorillas in the streets like it's common sense. Stack the money heads up like it's second nature. Gotta stay pulled up like it's second nature. Keep a chip in my hair like it's second nature. Big wonder make me sweat like second nature.